I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 2. Coming up, farmers on high alert after bout of heavy rains, JPS working to restore power supply, and Health Ministry increases capacity to treat Guillain-Barré syndrome. The news in detail after the break.
Let's get together and feel all right at Reggae to Rio Tribute Concert featuring Romaine Virgo, Jem Myers, Judy Moore, Dwayne Stevenson, Garnet Silk Jr., Mystic Revelation, and more. Friday, August 5, Independence Village, Randy Williams Entertainment Center at 8 p.m. Come watch the Olympic opening ceremony. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, 500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, and jcdcjamaica.com.
Now the news. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is reporting that farmers are on high alert in light of the weather system affecting the country. Acting Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Peter Thompson, says though rainfall continues in some sections of the island, the agency has not received any reports of windy conditions affecting crops.
What we are more inclined to have is flooding in lowland, flood-prone areas. Within the next day or two, we hope that we can, you know, make a report as to what has occurred as a result of the heavy rain.
Mr. Thompson says RADA is on the ground. However, some areas are difficult to reach due to the heavy rains. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is reporting that some of its systems have been affected by wind and rain as a tropical wave passed across the island. The Light and Power Company says it's working to restore power to affected parishes. Director Corporate Communications at the JPS, Winsome Callum, says the disruption is partly due to fallen trees that have caused damage to its transmission and distribution infrastructure. Ms. Callum says southern and eastern parishes were most affected.
We have outages in St. Andrew, Portland, St. Mary, St. Elizabeth, and sections of St. Catherine. These are isolated outages in some cases, largely due, again, to trees coming in contact with the lines. We are expecting that the customers will, by and large, be restored today.
The JPS is urging customers to remain patient as its engineers make every effort to restore power to affected communities. The Ministry of Health says in addition to its public education efforts, it has been increasing clinical capacity to deal with Zika and its associated complications, including Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. This through training of healthcare professionals, infrastructure upgrades, increased human resources and acquisition of equipment, supplies and medication. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says the ministry has been working closely with health practitioners in the public and private sectors and has provided clinical guidelines on diagnosing and treating complications of Zika. Dr. Delahaye adds that the ministry has stockpiled supplies of the requisite medication, including immunoglobulin, to appropriately treat GBS and other forms of Zika manifestation. There has also been an increase in capacity at intensive care units and high-dependency areas at hospitals. In the meantime, Dr. Delahaye is advising persons who experience symptoms such as weakness of the limbs during or right after having Zika-like indications to visit their doctor immediately, as this could mean the onset of GBS. Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rare condition in which a person's immune system attacks his or her nerves. For more information, call the Ministry of Health or the nearest health center, or go to moh.gov.jm. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling on members of the public to reject violence and embrace peacefulness. Delivering the main address at the Emancipation Jubilee ceremony recently, Mr. Holness said violence has permeated Jamaica's history since the days of slavery and continues to have a hangover effect on the nation. He says Jamaicans must focus on building a society that is more compassionate and peaceful in order to truly honor the legacy of the country's forefathers.
As we look back at our history, that we must now seek to forge a better future, a future that is less violent. A future where we as a people deal with each other with love, respect, and caring. Where if a man step on your toe, the response is not to juke him in his eye. Let us use our freedom to build a more peaceful and loving and caring society.
The Prime Minister is urging citizens to partner with the government in building a society that is just, equitable, caring, and where all citizens can achieve their full potential. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.